Welcome to the Power Friendship Podcast, episode
131.
I'm your host, Taylor Gaines. Mr. Davis, if you're nasty, I'm here to give you a daily dose of friendship, and I have my co-host.
Say your name. Sony Arlen. Oh, I thought you were talking about me. I'm sorry.
You're fine. Benny.
Keep that in. We're live here. We do a live.
Benny J. Blanco, what's up?
Hey, we have a special guest. Introduce yourself.
My turn now?
Yep. It's all you.
Sony Arlen. Hello.
So would you like to explain?
No, it's weird.
You're good.
It pauses like every seven minutes. It's weird. It's so weird.
All right. Thanks for letting me know. Now I know it's not me.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah. All right. So we have a special guest. We're excited. Talk all things. Hit the like button, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Drink your water, and let's get to the show. All right.
Yeah, how are you today? Tender's using a McDonald's Wi-Fi router, just to let you know.
That's not true.
We gotta get you on that fiber, bro. No, I'm just kidding.
It's the Riverside app. It's okay sometimes. I'll give you that. It's okay. But it's still weird. But
it's part of the show. It's okay.
Yeah. So, anywho, how are you today? If you haven't already answered.
I'm doing great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Question. All right. We gotta ask this question. Who's your favorite Power Ranger?
I mean, come on. It's gonna be Tommy Oliver, Tommy O, Green Ranger, White Ranger. White Ranger was my first favorite. I have a tattoo. Is it on this arm? Shit. Yeah. This is my first tattoo ever.
Oh,
I love the White Ranger. My favorite. Okay. And then Green is a close second.
Okay. Nice. All right. So we asked this question to Power Ranger fans. All right. If you were Zordon, who would be your Rangers? You could do the traditional seven or three. However you like SPD or however your team want to be like, you could choose. You could pick from any of your friends or your circle or your squad, anywhere.
But
give us your, who is your Red Ranger?
SPD Red.
Okay, SPD Red.
He's badass.
Who is your Blue Ranger?
Let me think who else. Dang, this is tough. Who would be my Blue Ranger?
You can pick your friends or your family. Anybody your friends you know.
Yeah. I feel like my Blue Ranger is gonna be it's got to be Selwyn Ward. I forget which one he did. He did Red in Space.
Yeah. He was the leader.
That's going to be my blue. First black leader of the Power Rangers.
I never get that. That was funny.
Yeah. I just met him recently. He's so fucking cool. He's so cool. So that's going to be my blue. My yellow is going to be... It's gotta be Aisha. She's such a bad bitch.
Oh, interesting.
She's such a bad bitch. My pink is going to be... I want to get Hunter Dino in the mix. The new Red Ranger girl.
Yeah!
She could be my pink. She's yoked. We went out to dinner last Ranger stop. All of us, and I was like, damn, girl, you work out. She was like, it's been a while. Like, she was yoked in real life. I was like, yo, she gonna smack the shit out of somebody. She's awesome. And then
it's cool.
Yeah, my friend, I do the Red Rangers.
Okay, Red Ranger, cool.
Right. I know I have like real life, like, references, like, who's gonna be a bad bitch? My Black Ranger is gonna be, man, honestly. You'd be surprised, but fucking Walter can fucking fly around like a motherfucker no matter how old he is. I don't even understand how he can move and, like, he's fast. Most of his stunts on Once a Ranger, right? What? That wasn't a double.
Oh! Yeah.
Like, the main fight sequence with him, he said that he came up with all that. Originally, they wanted him to do some boo-boo shit. And he was like, wait, hold on. How about this? That was his stuff. He did it. And so I would have him. And then the sixth ranger I'm going to say right now is going to be the Green Ranger. That's going to be the sixth ranger. But the last ranger is going to be... It's got to be Samurai Green. That dude.
Okay.
Let's talk about him real quick. I've seen this man at the bar do a full backflip from a flat surface. As like lit.
Okay.
I put him on my team.
Yeah. I did all time.
He's ready to be a Power Ranger at any time.
I need that.
I love him. I love Hector.
I need that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. All right. What is your favorite morpher? What's your favorite morpher?
It's gonna be SPD.
The phone joint. Okay.
Yeah, because I'm trying to morph and then do a backflip and then I love that sequence where they do the backflip and they do the. I want to do that shit so bad.
Bad. Awesome.
No, we got the virus. Wait a minute.
Oh, you got that thing on you. Oh, you keep that thing on you.
Oh, I carried that thing.
Oh, you keep that thing on you.
No, I dead ass had it right here. I didn't plan for that, I promise. It's been there. I had to fix it. I think that's why, because it had battery damage and I was so depressed.
Oh,
so I had to fix it. Now I leave it right here to remember to take out the fucking batteries. So.
Okay, you cosplay Power Rangers. For somebody that has not cosplayed Power Rangers before, what are your tips?
Don't get Aniki. Don't get the most expensive thing on the market. It's not worth it. Just go on AliExpress, get something that's good enough. You don't need to be spending all this money that we all spend. Start small. And then learn the community and who's making good stuff because it changes every couple years. And then spend good money on it. Don't go balls to the wall firsthand. I see too many people do it. And then they get these boo-boo-ass costumes or they never get it. And then and then they're upset. Just go small and then go up.
I ordered a Gold Ranger helmet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Where'd you get it from?
Aniki. Yep.
That was the first thing I said. I'm so sorry.
Never came.
Okay. Let me.
Never came.
What? Do you know how many times I hear this? I hear this so many times.
Yeah.
So many times.
I just want to be the Gold Ranger. That's all I wanted.
How long ago was this?
7 months ago. That's all. This is long.
Where'd you order it? Straight from his site or from Etsy?
From the site.
Oh, sorry. We're at Remix. Okay. Did you order it from his website or from Etsy?
From the website.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Shit happens, man.
It's okay.
We'll get you a helmet. There's plenty of other makers out there that still make good shit.
I do need a Yellow Ranger helmet. I have it ready, but I need a Yellow Ranger helmet.
I do
need that.
I have a resource for you, so message me after the podcast. I'll send you some links.
Hell yeah. Give me, I need to be decked out. I want to be a ranger for New York Comic Con too. Because we went to New York. Did you go to New York Comic Con?
I went for years. For years and years. Yeah. I haven't gone since 2019, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. I used to live in Philly, so I used to go every year.
Oh, forever. Okay. You move far away? Where'd you move?
Well, I live in Atlanta now, but I grew up in Philadelphia, but I moved here in like 2012, I think. Yeah.
Hey, we're in Delaware. We're in Delaware. First state.
You're in Delaware?
Yeah.
Every time I had to drive there, I would be so scared. That shit looks like the fucking apocalypse. Everything is just like abandoned factories on the way there from Philly. It is.
First off. You came from Philly. That looks like a war zone, all right?
Oh, so no. Philly's gross. I ain't saying that it sucks in Delaware. I'm saying that it scared me. Every time I had to drive up there, I'm like, why are all these factories abandoned? I'm scared.
Hey, you know why? I blame the housing market. I should have bought a house in 2008. Should have bought a house, but I was in high school. Fuck.
Well, you know what? Screw you for being in high school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have been. Fuck.
Okay, what is the what is your most expensive cosplay? What is your most expensive cosplay?
Yeah, it's so funny. I was just joking about this. Right now, it's gonna be the Ninjetti White that I'm still working on. I have had to spend so much money on it because there's such little information about what kind of fabric they used. And it's such a unique cosplay that it's hard to make the silhouette look right. So I made it once. I don't fucking like it. I'm going to make it again.
Okay.
I don't like how it came out. It's hard. That was a hard one to do. Before that, it was Legend of Zelda. What the fuck, man? The ninja girl boy. I forget the name right now.
Sheik.
I made Sheik, and I made a functional harp. That was very expensive.
Yeah,
but worth it. It was a lot of fun. I made it from scratch. Like, I had a plank of wood, and I was like, very dangerous.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's dope. You do amazing things. You do amazing things. Shout out to you.
She has freaking blood, man. That's creative, man.
Hey, they're good.
Hell yeah, yeah! Hell yeah!
That's awesome. Okay, out of all the Rangers, I guess you met, like, all the Rangers. Who's your favorite you met so far?
My favorite? That's tough. I don't think I have a favorite, to be honest. If I had to actually pick, it's gonna be Jason, for sure.
Okay.
He was awesome. Mm-hmm. Very awesome. But, like, everyone, I haven't... Aside from maybe one or two, I haven't met any, like, shitty Power Ranger actors. They're all really nice.
That's awesome. Would you want to be a Power Ranger?
I tried. I did. What did I fucking submit to? Because Jason helped me submit to it. I think I applied for Dino Fury.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get past the audition stage, so it is what it is. I did try, though.
Okay. What color would you be?
That's a good one. I would like to be a Yellow Ranger. Oh. I always liked the Yellow Ranger. Yeah. I have a lot of Yellow Ranger shit, so I would like to be Yellow Ranger for sure.
Okay. So you like Aisha? So I'm guessing Aisha is your favorite Yellow Ranger? I'm guessing.
Well, back then, I liked the Pink Ranger like every fucking girl from back then. My favorite Yellow Ranger is probably going to be Gokai Yellow. For sure.
That's deep. That's deep.
That's my favorite. Okay. I have that's a deep. Costume coming. It's not here yet.
Oh!
Did he fucking freeze there? That was best freeze. You froze at this.
Oh my god!
Well, I love that.
It will be fixed in post. Watch how weird it's gonna look when it's like live action. It's gonna be like, it's gonna look so weird. All right, anywho, okay. Yellow Ranger's your favorite. Okay, what about you? Let's talk about you. All right, what do you do for fun besides be a ranger?
I work so much. That's why this is a hard question to answer.
Okay.
If I have time and the skies are fine, I like taking out my telescope. I have a 10-inch Dobsonian. It's taller than me. And nice. I like to look at, you know, far away galaxies and shit because I can see it through the eyepiece.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh my god. Hold on. My light source just turned off. Here we go.
Oh, you got the light on. Okay.
It's my computer. I'm in front of my computer. Anyways, I like doing that. I'm a foodie. I like going and getting aesthetic, like, food. Like, it's all about the look. Like, it's got to be cute and good at the same time. I like eating. And let me see what else I like to do. I feel like those are my main hobbies that I like to do on my free time.
That's awesome. What type of music do you listen to? I mean, we're a big fan of music here.
I'm ADHD. It goes, my playlist is fucking comical. It goes all over the place. It depends on how I feel, but right now there's a lot of like synth wave that you know, 80s type shit that's like new shit. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say synth wave?
I know what this is. I know what this is.
I'm talking about.
Okay, he says he's frozen again. I'm just waiting for him to come back.
Oh.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, I like a lot of synthwave and a lot of like atmospheric type techno shit right now.
What?
So like all that shit that makes you feel like you're like gliding through the air in a fucking different time and space. I like that kind of music.
So she likes basically being high then. That's basically it.
Yeah, you know what? I do. I like high people music, but I don't get high. I can't smoke. It's so sad. Oh.
Wait, what? Well,
edibles, you can't eat it?
Oh, no. Oh, God.
No.
Oh, no.
No. I have nothing against it.
I can't.
Listen,
I like high people music and high people shows. Like all those late night weird fucking Adult Swim shows I watch on the regular.
Okay. We got the vibe.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So did you go to raves? That'd be dope in a Power Ranger outfit.
Back in the day, someone just commented that on my movie suit. They were like, I would like to see that at a rave. And I'm like, and you'll never see it. You know why? It's already hot as shit in all those costumes.
Yeah, man.
You just pass the fuck out, bro. Pass out. You'd be having that big, like, circle right here. It's not cute. All right.
Another question about Power Ranger. I have glasses, and like, how do you deal with like not seeing in the Power Ranger helmet? How do you deal with that?
Oh, I have contacts now, but before it was a problem. Yeah, I have to put on contacts.
So get contacts
because otherwise.
Okay.
You need to get yourself some contacts, man, because it's not worth it. You're gonna be running into shit.
All right, because I was like. But
it's
cool.
Already hard to see out of. It's very disorienting because you have no peripheral. It's like this. You know?
Yeah. So it's crazy.
And then it's dark. Yeah.
All right. Do you wear your Power Ranger cosplay outside like any other day? Like, do you just be like, you know, I'm going to Red Ranger today. I'm just going to wear
that. I've never done that. Only this is honestly because do you have a full suit of your own?
I wear these.
Fucking annoying to put on and off. There's a lot of steps and it's like really uncomfortable. Like, I don't care what anybody fucking says. It's uncomfortable. It is.
Okay.
There's like an undersuit and then you got the belt that's tighter than any relationship you've ever been in. And it's like It's really uncomfortable. And like, God forbid you eat a potato chip and get bloated because everyone in space can see it. Nah, I don't. I like wearing it. Like, it's cool, but like, it is actually really uncomfortable.
Yeah. I'm already thick out here. I can't be out here busting through the suit. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Also, okay. Good question. What did you want to be when you want to grow up? Like, what did you want to be?
When I was younger, I was trying to be an astronaut. I was when I was like a little kid.
That's why the telescope makes sense.
Yeah. I was like, you know, as a kid, you don't understand what that means. Yeah, exactly.
You're so fucking corny. I love it.
I was like,
It worked.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'd say that was one thing that I really wanted to do was be an astronaut.
Astronaut? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What's your favorite Power Ranger season?
Aside from the usual, everyone's going to say MMPR because obviously it's going to be SPD. SPD was so good. I can watch that shit over and over and over. I love that season so much.
Okay. Did you play Battle for the Grid? Did you play
I heard about it, but I've never played it. Yeah. It's like a fighting game like Mortal Kombat, right?
Yeah.
I have such a short fucking attention span for those. It's so bad. When I was younger and then Super Nintendo first came out, then yes, I would play it because that's all you had. But now I want story. I want music. Like, it's got to be like a whole thing. Yeah. Like, Cyberpunk is my jam. God, Cyberpunk is just a paradise for like ADHD people. There's so much to fucking see.
So much to do. All right. Cool. Have you ever cosplay like a team cosplay? That'd be cool. Like your friends just like together, like do the whole Ranger team thing? Have you guys done that?
Yeah, we have back in the day. Yeah, when it was a lot easier to find people that would do Power Ranger cosplay with you. I've done a couple. Oh, I'm trying to think if I've ever done like a full team, like all of the same one. No, I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so. Unfortunately.
That's my goal. Do it, friends. I want to do it before I die. Actually,
what's funny is my brother's flying here. I always cosplay with my brother Tony. He did like, I don't know if you've ever seen the female black, the female Pink Ranger done by a black dude with like dreads. That's my brother. I don't know if you've ever seen that. Sometimes it's like memed. So he's flying here in May because fucking Gokai Red is coming to an anime convention here, and we're fucking going all out. He's going to do Gokai Blue. I'm doing Gokai Yellow. We're going to fucking get the VIP shit and take photos with him and everything with Marvelous. Yo, we are so hyped. We are so fucking hyped. I'm so excited because they never come here. They always go to the West Coast. They never come here. So I'm like, let's fucking go. Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's so sick. That's dope. All right.
Yeah.
You got a sweatshirt on. Sailor Moon's my jam. That's where I got my name from. I love Sailor Moon.
Yes, I noticed that. I love Sailor Moon so much. Like it's a problem. Right, I have so much Sailor Moon shit. It's a problem.
You've cosplayed as Sailor Moon, have you? Any characters? Any Senshi? Have you? Have you done
it? Want to know something? I have so many in the works and I've never finished any of them because I'm so like, but it's not right. You know what I mean? Like right now I'm working on Sailor Cosmos and I'm going slow because I want that shit to be perfect. You can't fuck up Sailor Cosmos.
Okay, you have a lot of cosplays in the work. How many do you have exactly? You said a lot.
Oh shit, I've never counted. I don't know. I have a lot done. wait, hold on. I've done Sailor Mars complete up to completion. And my first Sailor Moon cosplay was Sailor Pluto, and that was with the whole team. Like, we did an anime convention. You know when you go, the cosplay contest, when it was actually a contest where you have to go on stage and fucking perform some shit?
Mm-hmm.
From back in the day, that's how it was at anime conventions. Like, we did, like, a skit on stage. It's so bad. I don't even want to give details, because you can find that shit on YouTube. It's so embarrassing.
I did
Sailor Pluto.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Give us 5 Power Ranger hot takes.
Pumpkin Rapper is the best villain.
Okay.
We should have gotten a front woman girl ranger leader a long time ago. Yep. Took too long. We shouldn't have gotten at the fucking last season. Saban. Let's see what else. Oh my god, I'm on the spot. Hold on.
You got this.
The 3 Black Rangers, the Triforce thing should never happen. That was a weird fucking part of Power Rangers. Yeah. You're talking about the 3 twins? That was fucking weird. What else? We should have gotten a second MMPR movie. I don't give a fuck. There should have been a part 2 of that shit. I know it did good back then.
The movie was hard.
Turbo doesn't exist. That was not a suitable part 2. And for the movie, it was cheap. They came in for a second and then they were out. I didn't like it. Tommy should have never cut his hair. Okay, that's it.
Oh. Okay.
Was that 5? Was that 5?
That's enough.
My dream is to get an all-female team. I want an all-female team. And
that'd be so freaking cool.
I want to see, and then the guy would be like the 6th Ranger. I want to change up the game.
Remix. Remix.
Oh, he's gone. He's cooked.
He's back.
Oh, I'm back.
He came back.
Okay. Yeah,
you wanted an all female team, yeah?
All female team, 6th Ranger to be a dude. That's what I want. Or not? It's fine. Okay.
I like that.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised they haven't done it yet.
Oh shit! It'd be like a Tenchi Muyo fucking shit.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh. Okay.
Ooh, let's do it.
Let her cook. Okay. I get it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's what I want before we die. But do you read the Power Rangers comics?
No. I've been gifted some of them. I kind of like like I've heard some things that happen in it. It sounds like it's really well fucking written.
I can't believe it. It's the most pop. It's you will love it because it gives them Rangers a perspective. It's pretty dark. What they do with all the characters.
I love that.
Yeah,
and what they did with Jason.
And what they did with Jason and Tommy and the relationship is really good. I love that. I'm not a Tommy guy. I never was a Tommy guy. I was always Jason, but I was like, he's cool.
Yeah.
I hated how he beat him up though. I was like, no.
Oh man, cool. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, but then like, it was cool. But I understand that my boy loves Jason. I mean, he loves Tommy. He loves Tommy.
Yeah, I know that's hard, isn't it? Right? Because his real name is Jason, and there's a Jason.
We were always, me and him always butt heads. It was crazy. But I love, my appreciation for Tommy has went up a lot more. I love Tommy. I think he's really cool.
For sure. But I mean, Jason's a good fucking, I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. They're all dope. They're all dope. I just got
F. But so you weren't a Rocky fan then? You were just more of Jason?
No, I was not a jogger. I was like, yo, get this man out of here. He's a phony.
I feel like everybody hated on Rocky. Poor Rocky.
Right. But in the comics, he's really good. In the comics, I love how it's him and Jason relationship. He tells him, like, you're the Red Ranger, bro. Stick to your gun. I'm like, yo, thank you. Somebody got to tell Rocky he's him. All right,
I got
to
fucking read that shit because I keep hearing that it's good.
Fine. Comic Storian. Dramatic readings.
Oh, I love the Comic Storian. Yes, listen, good idea.
That voice in YouTube.
Put it on in the background. It'll make you, listen.
I love the Comic Storian, bro. Like, I don't give a fuck. I love all the little fucking voices he does. Listen, everything. Yeah.
Listen, if it gets you through a comic arc or a character you don't like, bam. Because it's a lot of stuff.
Or if you don't have time to sit there and fucking read comics and not for nothing. Like, comics now, like, the last time I, like, literally bought a comic, every time I would buy it, it would be $5.99. And it would literally have maybe 10 pages, man. It's, like, so short for how much you spend on it now that it's, like, I just wait for the fucking whole book to come out. You know what I mean? Yeah. The graphic or whatever. Trade. Yeah. The trade. There you go. Because it's just not worth it. But unless there's special covers, which fucked me up with Batman Dark Metal because I had to get all those motherfucking covers like a psychopath. And I did.
You want to see something cool?
I'm about to be jealous, aren't I?
I bought all the covers too.
I used to work at a comic shop.
Uh-huh.
I used to get a lot of shit. So I had this, right? But watch.
Oh, wow, man.
It's like band. It's like a band tour, but it's like all the tie-ins.
All the different ones?
Yeah.
Dude, Batman Who Laughs is the truth. We need a Batman Who Laughs movie.
I think it's coming. Yeah, I think he's coming. I don't know.
If they do that, it has to be straight up hard R.
Because we have Captain fucking Lame-O that's doing all the DC movies now, as if he's a good director. But I digress.
Let's go there. What's your feeling? No, I'm not angry.
No, let's go there. That's fine.
I want to hear this.
I thought that. Not only did WB just fuck that whole shit up to begin with, no matter what, but how are you going to fucking finally give us a Man of Steel Part 2 and then take it away? Yeah. Why are you going to do that? The people wanted that. And then for this dude with his spiky hair from the early 90s to be like, you're fired. We're going to do another origin story for Superman because no one fucking asked for that. Fuck you. I'm about to fucking add to it. Why the fuck are we getting that Supergirl? Everybody wanted the Kara from fucking Flash. Fuck him, man. He don't know what the fuck he's doing. Hold on, because I fucking love Guardians of the Galaxy. Where the fuck is Nova?
Yeah.
In an interview, this lame-ass motherfucker, quote me, at me, Sonya Erlin, this lame-ass motherfucker was like, I'm not going to put Nova in the movies because I don't like Nova. How the fuck are you going to read Guardians of the Galaxy? I don't even match. Look at this shit. But not put Nova in it.
I agree.
Nah, he's going to ruin it. I'm calling it right now. He's going to get fired. He's going to ruin it.
Well, his first project in his DC tenure hasn't been really good anyway, so...
It's Creature Commandos. Creature Commandos. His first one?
Well, remember what he said. He said he's trying to make every property of DC connect. That's, like, even video games, the books.
That's scary.
But here's the thing. I get that you want to push these like low end villains and heroes, but I'm like, yeah. Everyone only wants people only give a shit about the big. And I'm just saying I'm just saying that it worked for you for Guardians, but like I just want
DC's
Superman.
DC's different.
I miss Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill is Superman. Always going to be Superman to me. And I really wanted a second movie, like his own.
That Supergirl story might be. If they do it,
but that Sasha, what was her name? Sasha what?
Sasha Kaye.
Yo, she was beautiful. Perfect. And I thought that was really good. Because she was pissed.
I thought you were talking about the new Supergirl. I'm like, ain't nobody asked for the girl from the House of Dragons to be Supergirl. Ain't nobody fucking asked.
No, all right. Let her give her a chance. Give her a chance. This might be good.
I wanted my woman of color fucking Supergirl.
I agree with that.
That's why I was like against it. I was like, just cast her, recast her. That's all. You're fine. Just put her.
We were all waiting for it. Everybody was like, her little ass cameo fucking blew the fuck up. If he was smart, he'd make a fucking movie with her. And I said it. I'm like, if he makes Supergirl with her, I'm gonna watch it. I am because I love her. But he didn't. He had to go full fucking white. Dude, and go for the fucking Aryan ass fucking Supergirl, which is fine. You know, that's our Supergirl, whatever. But everybody wanted Homegirl from Flash.
Right. Yeah, but Homegirl from Flash acts like the Supergirl that the movie that they're the book that he's coming from. That's why I was kind of weird.
I'm so mad.
Why did you do that?
So mad.
I like that. I've heard that from multiple people. That's good.
I like the whole spiky hair dyed you shit. That was funny. That was personal.
I'm gonna give him a shot.
Hey, I'm gonna let you know. Tevin says that about everything. It does not matter. No. He says that about everything.
If I don't like something, I will say it. But
if it's a DC or Marvel, he's gonna watch it all. He's gonna watch it.
That's not true.
You're watching Madam Web.
Yeah. Oh, why not? Why not? I like that Sony.
Wait. Why do you feel like Madam Web is not gonna be good?
You want my opinion? Okay. This is me. All right. Okay. Well, first off, Sony only movies, not that Sony / Marvel collaborations, what they've been doing, but Sony only movies are kind of straight up ass. Now Venom knew what it was. Venom knew what it was. It wasn't taking it serious. That's why the second movie was just fun. But then they do fucking Morbius, which was just like a fucking hysterical, like fucking comedy.
Oh, I didn't know they did that. Wow.
And then Kraven the Hunter. Kraven the Hunter's entire character is about hunting like either animals, monsters, or people, right? He was basically a poacher. They changed his character to be an anti-poacher. So he's protecting animals, and he has animal powers.
Oh, but it's rated R.
First off, why isn't Morbius rated R, and why is Venom not rated R? But this fucking lame-ass
anti-poaching
movie of rated R. Madam Web, the only thing they're selling it for is Sydney Sweeney, because she's a beautiful fucking woman, right? That's all they're selling it on. The costumes look like
ass. Who is she in the movie? Who is Julia Carpenter?
She's basically Superwoman, Spider Woman. Basically, she gets like she's like magic powers. They're going into the
I know
magic.
Who she is. I was just wondering which Spider Girl she was.
Yeah,
it looks so ass.
I don't know.
It looks like a Tubi movie. That's what it looks like.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I said
come on.
You said Tubi movie.
That's crazy. Come on. Listen, I think that Sony's holding Spider-Man hostage. I love that.
Let me guess what Tevin's going to say. Oh, let them cook. Just give them a chance.
You have no idea what they're doing. Look.
Nothing.
Sony has still the best Spider-Man movies ever made. Sony still has the best one.
Yeah, I know that. But they were like, back then, like the trilogy and then the engine. And then
Spider-Man across Spider-Man.
I thought you were talking about live action. My bad.
But
they're done because their directors are fucking amazing. Who's the director for this Madam Web?
Who is it?
Yeah, he doesn't even know.
Do you know? Random guy.
Random person. Like five writers probably too, right?
It's fine. It's gonna be fine.
Across the Spider-Verse is amazing because it's the Lego creators, Lego movies creator. The Lord
Brother Miller. I didn't know that. I didn't watch that one yet.
No?
Crossfire.
No.
But yeah. But it's really good. Sony has still the best Spider-Man movies. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no, I agree. But, like, it's good when they have Spider-Man in it. But when they don't, it's completely fucking unnecessary. If I want to watch a Venom movie, I want Spider-Man. I want Spider-Man. Give me. I don't care if it's Toby or Andrew. I just want one of them. I want somebody.
Yeah, I agree. That would have been cooler if they had them in there together.
I don't know what's going on. I'm excited to know. I'm curious.
That would just make so much money, bro. Like, look at the No Way Home.
Yo, that we are never going to get another Spider-Girl movie if they fuck this up. For real. We're not. I hope they don't fuck it up, because we'll never get another one. We're still here fucking just doing nothing, dying without another Green Lantern movie because it bombed so bad.
Well, beyond the Spider-Verse might have some live-action stuff.
Might have some live-action Spider-Verse.
So I'm excited to see that. Hopefully.
We're supposed to get Silk, but Amazon ain't. That's a whole, though. We don't know about that.
Well, Silk is a porn character at first. First we're introduced. Not doing
that.
It was made by a horny white man that blocked me on Twitter.
I never got that vibe from Silk.
Okay, so basically when Silk was made, every time she sees Peter Parker, they
have
marowak. They marowak because of their... Because they bit by the same spider.
You never knew this?
Like, these were in the Silk comics?
Amazing Spider-Man. When he first sees it,
I didn't read the Amazing Spider-Man crossover with her in it. I've only read Silk from the gate, and I don't remember that.
They fixed it. So it's like,
yeah, because I think it's funny. The way that she was introduced, it was in The Amazing Spider-Man by Dan Slott, and basically she was a character that... They were like, a second person got bit that day that Peter got bit, and it was a girl named Cindy Moon. But then she got, like, locked away in this, like, faraway cave so they could study her some more. Then she got out and then instantly sensed where Peter was. And it was just basically...
Went to go smash.
It was really off-putting. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, it was really off-putting.
You see them in the panel, and they're, like, kissing, and those superheroes like, hey, cut that out. Hey, what are you
and
doing?
Then
stop.
They had spider webs like covering their giblets and stuff. Yeah, it was weird.
Okay, too far. Too far. Yeah, we can do impression.
Dan Slott was walling, right?
Yeah.
What's his name? Who was it?
Dan Slott.
Dan Slott.
It was Dan Slott that did it? Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
He didn't apologize for that. He was like,
Poor Dan Slott. Because he was getting a lot of these sexual harassment cases.
He got hate because he did a lot for Peter. He killed Peter. And made Doc Ock.
But he made one of the best runs ever, I'd say.
Spider-Man is still got like, it's up there. Spider-Man, Madame Web might be okay. They're cooking. I heard something was cooking. We'll see.
I'm going to give it a shot, but if it sucks, I'm going to fucking hate it forever.
I'm going to be so mad. I'm going Wednesday. I'm excited. We're going to see it.
It's already about to come out?
Valentine's Day. Everybody says the same thing about movies.
That's not good. I feel like we just were told about it, and it's already coming out.
And Bob Marley comes out that day, so I don't know. They might get cooked.
I'd rather watch Bob Marley.
I'd rather watch Madame Web. I'm cool.
I might go check it out, bro.
You support them.
I'm excited.
What do you mean they have a? Don't they have an Anya Corazon in the movie?
I don't think she's white.
I mean, there's only one fucking Spanish person in the comics, motherfucker. You want to be mad at the creators, then? Is it Anya? Which universe is Anya Corazon in the movie? Now I want to know. Is it the Puerto Rican one with the fucking bug eyes, or the other one?
We got a Green Lantern. They got a Green Lantern. She's cool.
Yeah, bro. But she ain't in the movie. Jessica Cruz.
She'll be in the movies. I think she'll be there.
Ain't nobody marking for some damn Jessica. Wait, hold on.
I can't believe this right now.
Let me say something. The writers for her pissed me off. She was a good idea.
Yeah.
But they made her oh my God, I forget which issue I was on, and I had to stop. I couldn't do it anymore. They made her the broken, mentally unstable Puerto Rican woman. Why, bro?
Yeah. But then
it was like a main part of the fucking storyline forever. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
She's Yellow Lantern. Well, she should have been. She should have been Yellow Lantern. She should have been. But she's the Yellow Lantern. Yeah. Good.
Poor Jessica good
suit.
Cruz.
Good suit. That's she should have been. But she's fine. Jessica Cruz. Who else? Blue Beetle coming up. Shout out Blue Beetle. Shout out Blue Beetle.
Hold on. I'm looking up the picture. Did she really do yellow? This is for real?
Yeah, she did yellow. Yeah, she did yellow.
Oh, my God. That is a good suit. That's good.
And she got murdered by Darkseid. And then she could, like, form the ring. It was pretty cool.
But so she's fucking dead now?
She's alive. She's alive. She could basically they bring in a point where the Green Lanterns can be like, they can make their own ring and infect. It's a little broken.
I like Supergirl when she was a red ring.
Yeah. That's
when she was what?
She had a red ring. Supergirl. This is like back in the 50s.
When she had was her outfit different, right? It was Supergirl type thing, but it was red, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. Wait, who's your favorite Green Lantern?
Me? Oh, mine's is always going to be... Oh. What?
Who's yours?
Oh,
Tell me. I want to know.
This is Jessica Cruz now.
Shit. Yo, you are a liar, bro.
What's your second one? What's your second one?
And I like Hal. I like Hal a lot. I love Hal.
Okay.
You don't like Hal?
Nobody like Hal, bro. You nah.
Bro, lied to me. You lied to me, bro. You said you always hated Hal Jordan.
I like Hal. I don't like, what you call it? I like
who
Kyle.
Who don't you
Kyle's
like?
Kyle's like.
I thought you loved Kyle.
No, I think Kyle's go. I don't like any of them. I don't dislike any of them. Only person I don't really like is like Killawog. But I was like, I was hating on Killawog. But I like.
All right, well, who's your favorite Green Lantern?
Mine? Okay. Yeah. Well, mine have reasons because, so I've never changed my stance like Tevin, but I will say,
forgive me for reading more comics and just on different things.
Life was comics for a very long time, bro.
Forgive me for changing my mind.
Nah, but Hal Jordan was one of my favorites just for the simple fact that like whether your opinion is whether or not for Geoff Johns or not, but like that long fucking just storyline from pre-52 with the Blackest Night, Brightest Day, Blackest Night, to like all the way up to like the end of the New 52 was just amazing. Just an amazing journey. But I will also say like Kyle Rayner, because of his departure of the Lantern Corp where he went to the
Source Wall? What was that?
The Source Wall, yeah. And then what was that storyline that Tom King wrote? I forget what it was called.
Was it Godhead?
No, it was his first story that he wrote. It was just a bunch of bandits. It was I forget what it was called, but it was just like the depth of the characters, especially with Kyle Rayner. Like, all right, he's not just a guy that had his girlfriend's head in the refrigerator. He's more obviously.
Fridging. Goddamn fridging.
Just because like no one ever tries to push Kyle, just because like he's just like the young one.
He's the most creative because he's a painter.
But I really love Kyle Rayner just for the simple fact that like his full potential was because he was an artistic creator. But I guess they didn't want that in the comic books because that requires the artist to draw weird different things instead of a bullet, a knife.
That's really cool.
But I really love Kyle Rayner.
Yeah. Cruz is big.
I like the reasons behind it. I like it.
Cruz it was just girl. A long journey. Like that whole run, and then obviously, you know, people just would change things here and there. Like, anyone remember Simon Baz? I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, God.
Wait a minute. Is he gone already?
He's still alive. He's still alive. He's still carrying a gun, though. I don't know why he's still carrying a gun. That's weird.
Well, because, what's his name? Because Geoff Johns, he's Lebanese. So, like, when he created his character, of course, it was during, like, the whole Muslim scare of, like, the mid-2000s. So, of course, they gave him a fucking mask and then a gun, and then he gets chased by fucking Homeland Security.
Yeah, he looks like a luchador. Lanterns.
Yeah, but Green Lanterns all get like power ups. He never gets anything.
Poor Simon. Poor fucking Simon.
Jessica can use yellow and green, and Jessica can do all this type of shit that nobody else. It's weird that they don't even give him anything, bro.
Well, I think they need to really cut back with all these human lanterns, bro.
Well, I think they're gonna do for the movie, for the movies and TV show. We're gonna probably get all of them.
Oh my god, they've been promising a fucking TV show for years.
True Detective Green Lantern style, just be pretty cool.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
But they won't do it like that, bro. They won't do it True Detective like that.
You can put Hal and John and put two each season be different ones.
He stopped because they know this.
That's what he's saying to me.
It's got to be a space epic. It's got to be a space epic. You can't do that.
I have faith in James Gunn. I think he can do it.
Can't do a detective story. He does like comedy.
I think he can do it. I think he's not directing it.
We are not going to talk about the second fucking Suicide Squad movie. Nothing about that was funny. It was just dumb.
I think he's good with those type of movies, like those crazy weird people shit.
He should just oversee it. We have to buy overseeing. That's it. As long as he has somebody with the overseeing direction, that's fine.
Yeah, but I feel like he's going to be such a hard ass. Like he's gonna be like,
he knows from Marvel. That's why. That's probably why. Like, okay,
he knows. Okay, he knows, but he's not actually a fan, and you can fucking tell. You can fucking tell.
He loves,
because
sure,
he thinks
sure
about it in a business fucking concept. Like, well, what if I can be the god and bring out rare fucking characters and make them popular? That's him. That's him.
He says something about middlemen and all this shit. I'm like, bro.
He don't give a fuck about people who really care about, like, I'm so sorry. The fact that we never got Nova shows what kind of fucking director he is. That's weird. It's almost like he's doing it on purpose. Like, no.
That's interesting.
We're just going to have Gamora bang the fucking motherfucker from the comics that I fucking forgot about his ass. I did. Until the movies came out. I was like, oh, yeah, him.
They did do Gamora dirty. It's fine. It's fine. James Gunn knows what he's doing. I have faith.
See what I mean? I have zero faith. As a superhero legacy,
we'll see. He's well.
Wait, no. Did y'all see the casting for the Superman for his movie?
It's wild.
All right, look, David Corsoy, he's not bad.
No. I have to say something about it. It's fine. You know, he is what he is. He literally looks like Henry Cavill.
Like
10-15 years ago. It was memed. Did you see that shit? They had a picture of him and Henry Cavill. They look like the same motherfucking person.
He picked him on purpose. That's the reason why he picked him. That's definitely why he picked him.
Fucking idiot. Fuck himself. I'm watching it.
For less money.
I'm watching it.
But
that's fucking Henry Cavill, man.
No, he's having a great time now. He's starting to do his own projects.
I want to see that Warhammer shit.
Everybody wants to talk about Warhammer. I don't envy James Gunn, but we'll see.
Henry Cavill is just a vibe, bro. Like, he's so just dorky and so just humble. I love him.
WB did drop the ball. WG dropped the ball. We
lost them.
Yeah,
dude. Man down.
Yeah, man.
Man down. Okay, he's back.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, WB did drop the ball, so it's okay. We'll
see what happens, but I ain't watching any of those movies.
James Gunn, we trust.
You going too damn far, man.
I think he knows what he's doing. We'll see. Because the movies he picked and stuff to be made is weird, but I want to see why he picked them. We'll see.
He's so zany with his picks. So stupid.
Yeah, but he cast the same people, his brother, his wife.
Okay. I trust him. I trust him. With Guardians 3, I was like, you know what? He can probably do it. He can do it.
He's gonna have his brother in every single movie. Watch.
Yeah, he is.
I don't like
Which
Guardians.
Is, you know what? You know what, Loki? That's kind of nice. That's kind of nice that he does that. You know, but I will say that his brother, I forget which Guardians movie, had me cracking the fuck up. His character.
Third one, he had a lot more.
Not the latest one. I didn't watch that fucking trash. As soon as I saw the trailer, I was like, no. Flip. I'm out.
Really? It's the best one out of all of them. I don't like the second one.
I ain't watching it. I don't care.
Dude, that shit do the butter.
I was like when I saw Homeboy, what did they I forget his name. They just peppered him in there last minute. Like, made no sense.
Oh, what the fuck his name is? Fucking
Gold Adam motherfucker. I was like...
They did fuck up his character, though. Adam Warlock is not like that.
You
fine.
Can't cherry pick people. Anyways.
It's fine. They did fuck up Adam Warlock. If we were Adam Warlock fan, I feel bad for you. Taskmaster 2, they fucked up Taskmaster 2.
Garbage.
That was crazy.
But then you want to say, in James Gunn, we trust.
Yo, he can look. He knows what he's doing. He got it. He got it.
Does
it? Just DC just needs direction. They had a direction, man. They was like,
yeah, but they could have like given it to someone else, man.
That's true. But they didn't have.
That's
like,
not the
like,
man I would have fucking hired.
But like, they had a guy. Then his daughter like passed away, well, and then they're like, both, you're fired. Get out.
And then also they was like, we didn't believe
that
in
was sad.
Movie.
Yeah.
All these movies that have extended cuts that should have been just the regular cut of the movie. Like, why? Yeah.
I agree, man, because that extended cut of Justice League made a lot more sense.
They gotta literally nuke the original because they can't
that's
have the original.
That's
I
crazy.
Hate it.
That's crazy to me. That's crazy to
that
me.
They double dip. They have two of the same. They have two and movies.
I know
the same
they watched
title.
Both those movies, and it was like, you know what? We'll go for the Justice.
It's so stupid.
That Justice League movie should have never came out. They should have just shelved it until he could come back for real.
Like, when I watch Warner Brothers movies now,
yeah.
I'm like, because
they kept the line saying, like, yeah, we don't have a cut. We don't have a cut. We don't have
it's
a cut.
It's a lie.
So, yes, you did. Yes, you did.
It was so much better. It made so much more sense. That ending with Joker and shit, I was like, oh, here we fucking go. We get that flashpoint. It's coming. I knew it. But the first time I watched it, I was like, what's happening? I don't know what
I don't know. They had a plan and didn't stick to the plan. That's what they get. It's fine.
No, it's true though, because we were supposed to get Man of Steel 2 instead of fucking, what was it, Batman versus Superman? Boo!
I like that movie.
They
were supposed
to
do Man
of Steel.
Who? What? I don't trust your fucking taste in movies now. Are you kidding me? I fucking almost fell asleep watching that movie.
It was literally a Batman movie. It wasn't even a Superman movie.
Martha?
It's in the cut.
Yeah, the Ultimate Edition.
Spread that Martha stuff. Spread that Martha stuff. Hey, it happened in Civil War, too. Same thing. Don't do that. It was good.
Now
you're defending.
Hold up.
Okay. The fuck?
Okay, but Marvel, at least they fleshed out the story up until Civil War and everything. We got way better. Way better.
Ultimate version of DC movies are better. You don't cut out story parts like with Henry Cavill doing research on Batman. You don't do that. That's the only thing I'm saying.
No, I agree. Because there was a lot of holes in that story. I was like,
I was like, God damn, what are we doing here?
But also, it's a sin that we didn't get that Batgirl movie, man. I was trying to see Keaton do his thing full on.
Bro, I love Burnside. Burnside was such
that
a great part. Like,
we needed that Batgirl movie, man. That shit looked fire as fuck.
The suit looks exactly like the comic. Like,
it looked fire as fuck. There was a good casting. Everything looked good. They had Keaton. Everybody was hype as fuck about it. Apparently, it was like 90% done. They could have released it. And they were just like, no, we're just going to hire James Gunn. And James Gunn, we trust. And then fucking shelve everything and ruin everything.
No, we're gonna get a Batgirl movie for James Gunn. Maybe
but you know what? It's gonna be the basic ass hush looking motherfucker type Batgirl movie, and it's gonna be Sydney Sweeney.
She would be perfect to be spoiler though. She would be spoiler, but don't make her.
No, she wouldn't. Spoiler. Spoiler's a little bit more lean and taller.
She's snitched, though. It's fine.
I like Batgirl. I do, like, as a whole, whether it's the white one or the girl of color one that they did.
I just think that
movie would have been a... Why the fuck don't we have a Batman Beyond movie? I don't give a fuck. That shit... And you want to know something? When Cyberpunk all of a sudden was the coolest thing ever, they should have fucking released Batman Beyond because it would have done so well with all the futuristic shit. Keaton as old man Batman. Tell me I'm wrong.
We gotta get Batman. I think we're gonna get those movies at some point.
But who's gonna be old man Batman? Who?
No.
Henry Cavill. I'd watch that. If it was like 20 years in the future.
You're James Gunn. He's gonna make a movie of Mothman. He's gonna make a movie of fire. Like a.
He said that the Bat Family is around. So that's fine. That's all I care about.
And Kite Man, we're gonna get bat movies like that before we get.
He said the Bat Family is around.
He said Mothman. Oh no.
Yeah, watch. We're gonna get trash.
Look, if Superman Lexi trash, I'll go with that. But we'll see.
What are James Gunn plans for DC?
Swamp Thing. We got Swamp Thing.
Where is his list of movies that he's doing?
Swamp Thing, Batman Brave and the Bold, Creature Commando. J-Lo.
He can't even think of it.
Booster Gold.
Hold on, I'm on it right now. Let me see.
It's only seven. Two going TV shows.
I cannot find a list. That's how much people fucking care. Oh, here we go.
Here, I guess it's Should be like,
we got another. Is he responsible for the new Joker that's coming out, or does somebody else do that one?
No, somebody else. No. Todd Phillips.
Todd. Uh-huh. Todd. What's his name?
Todd Phillips.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Okay, we got the Brave and the Bold, so that means we're gonna get a Robin. Let's see who that's gonna be.
Damian.
Okay, and then we got a Swamp Thing.
Don't you do this right now?
Do it.
Swamp Thing is dope. Don't do that shit.
Swamp
Thing is dope.
Yeah, but we had a show.
They couldn't afford it.
Here the fuck we go. Creature Commando said no one ever.
The suit. They couldn't afford it.
Said no one fucking ever. Whatever the fuck. Money. We're getting a Waller movie.
A Waller TV show. A TV show.
That's so stupid, bro.
Booster Gold. The Lanterns.
Yeah, the Lanterns is going to be like, it's like True Detective, but like Lanterns. That's it.
Yeah, I would doubt that.
It's going to be
fine. They're probably going to treat
that
it like Brooklyn
Nine-Nine. That sounds horrible. The Green Lantern Corps have been the galaxy's foremost law enforcement agency since 1959, making Hal Jordan the Silver Age Green Lantern and John Stewart perfect for buddy cop team.
Yeah, watch, bro. It's gonna be Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Watch.
That sounds like shit. No, are you kidding?
Look, it's gonna be fine. Trust me. If it's bad,
Paradise Lost. It's set in Themyscira, so you know the show with Touch One. This drama focuses on the genesis of political intrigue of an all. Oh, he's gonna fuck it up. You can't trust the man to make that shit. Are you kidding me?
It's gonna be interesting.
We're gonna get another fucking Jessica Cruz. Everybody's gonna have mental issues.
No. It should be them just to get into the man's world. It should be just hating or just wanting to kill men or murder men. That's what it should be.
Sounds maybe it might be okay is Booster Gold, but I swear to God, if you cast somebody like fucking John Cena again.
No. It's gonna be Chris Pratt, bro.
Frank cannot be Booster Gold. Stop it. Give it to somebody else.
Who would you say for Booster Gold?
Not Chris Pratt. No. That's fucking Star-Lord.
You don't think
Wait,
so?
What?
Yeah, but this is DC, bro. Star-Lord's done in the movies.
The thing is that I don't trust him to make a good movie. So I guess Chris Pratt could do it. He's funny. He could be funny, but I don't trust him.
I feel like just let him direct. No, not just let him oversee. Don't let him direct everything. He can't direct.
Nah, man. He can't cook. I'm about to take that fucking pot away from him. He's not allowed.
Just like how we trusted Kevin Feige and look at all the fuck up he's been doing.
Whoa! That's debatable.
That's debatable, bro? Have you seen some of the movie projects? We can debate that.
How the fuck are we going to do Swamp Thing? Oh my god. At the bottom of this is an video interview with him, and he's got that stupid spiky hair.
Don't tell me.
From like 10 days ago.
Let him cook.
And he looks like Alfred now. I'm good.
I can't believe you've done this.
Well, you did too.
I said what I said. I have strong fucking opinions, man. That shit broke my heart. That shit broke my heart.
We Puerto Ricans, we stick together, right? So I don't know about you, Tevin.
That's racially motivated? That's really crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Probably is.
That's crazy.
Fight! Diversity Day.
Supposed to be brothers. That's crazy.
We're different shades of brown. We can stick together and still tell you that your opinion is wrong.
Hey, listen.
I'm just kidding.
No, I'm not.
Hear me out. Okay, just hear me out. That's all. Give him Superman Legacy. If he can land Superman Legacy, he's okay. If he cannot land that, he's cooked.
I'll legally download it and watch 5 minutes of it. If I'm not convinced, then I ain't doing shit.
You know he's gonna give it to all his critic friends first. And it's gonna
get $0 and 0 cents.
I don't know. Critics are pretty mean to him. I don't know.
Are you sure? Because his Guardians movies were like rated high. His Peacemaker show was rated high. His Suicide Squad. But his Suicide Squad movie was rated high. So like the critics love him.
But it doesn't make money. He didn't make money though. That shit did not make money.
Yeah, but. That was COVID, bro.
So did Birds of Prey. They ain't make no money, but it's COVID.
Birds of Prey had a horrible name.
So that's a mini thing.
Birds of Prey and the Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
It's still.
And plus, they messed up my favorite character, Cassandra Crane.
Listen, man.
I love Cassandra Cain, man. That was fucking stupid.
They could have missed her. She was a child. They could turn it around.
Her story was so deep. They just made it kind of silly.
All you had to do was get her kidnapped at the end, and that's it. That's all you had to do.
In Detective Comics, her relationship with Clayface was amazing, bro.
Yeah, but you can still fix it. They won't.
They're going to make it another comedy. That's all they're going to do.
That's not even in the plans, though. All that shit has already been put in the trash.
Look, Margot Robbie, Barbie made $1 million, okay? Margot Robbie, give me Gotham City Sirens.
Yeah, because you had a director that gave a shit, Greta Gerwig. Come on, man. And you had an all-star cast.
That movie was
destined to be great, bro.
That's not true! A lot of cast movies is a big money. That's not true.
Bro, I never thought Barbie was going to fail, bro.
Yeah, but do you think that we're going to ever get Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn again? I don't think so.
Oh, hell yeah. James Gunn definitely...
Maybe not, but eventually. Yeah. Maybe she wants to feel out and see how this new wave of DC movies do.
She got a little pull now.
But he might recast Harley Quinn with his wife. I don't know.
No, nigga, stop that. I hate you so much.
James Gunn's wife. I never even knew he was married.
Amelia Earhart.
Ooh, hold on, let me just look this up because I don't know who that is.
She's the Amelia Earhart. She's the blonde lady. She's like every other movie. She's the Suicide Squad, but she gets
She's in every DC movie now.
She looks familiar, but I don't know who that is.
Amelia Earhart.
Jennifer Holland, is that her name?
Yeah.
That's her name.
Yeah, Jennifer Holland. Yeah, that's his wife. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's his wife. A TV name.
She looks familiar.
Yeah.
I don't remember her.
So, yeah, she was in Peacemaker and the Suicide Squad.
I don't know her name was Jennifer Holland. I call her Echo.
And Guardians 3. And
she's 36. She only is
36. The Flash movie.
She was? What the fuck was she in the Flash movie?
She was in the Flash movie.
When they broke into one of the prisons.
Yeah.
Wait, who the fuck directed the did he direct the Flash movie?
No, it was Andy, the guy that did it.
Andy Muschietti, dude, did it.
What did he do?
Part 1 and Part 2.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not a bad choice. That was not a bad choice.
It was okay.
He's gonna have his wife everywhere, bro, so just let you know. His wife will be on everything. Hey, you wanna be in a movie? Go diddle his doodle. You'll be in a movie.
I can't even get this. Y'all, that's an HR crisis.
He's having sex with one of the co-workers, bro.
Yo, come on, man. Oh, brother.
It's not good, bro.
It's gonna be fine.
Well, this went from Power Rangers to fucking something else completely different.
I didn't know it was going to be fun. I loved it. This is probably my favorite podcast I've ever been on.
This was fun.
Let's go, baby. This was fun. All right. We switched it on to you for a second. What questions do you have for us?
Oh, shit. I just asked a bunch.
Yeah. Damn, she called you out, bro.
Wait, hold on. Okay, let me see. All right. Superman or Batman? Go.
Superman.
Damn, for real? I'm Batman. Yeah,
sure. Batman needs therapy.
He does, but they fucking all do. Don't act like Superman is like somehow mentally fucking sound.
Here's the thing for me with Superman, like what makes him really great. So if you think the whole, like for me personally, even though I'm Puerto Rican, I'm an American citizen, it's weird and awesome to think that an alien from a different planet is able to become a better human citizen, a better person, a better American than most people in the country itself. And the fact that he has so much power, the first thing he decided to do is to become a reporter, not the ruler of the world. I don't know. There's just something humble and beautiful
about
it. Actually,
yeah. But you want to know some shit? As humble as the character is, some of the worst fucking people in the cosplay community are Superman cosplayers.
Okay. But that's a whole different thing.
That explains a lot. They're really Homelanders. You're telling me they're really Homelanders? They're not really...
Yo, I've never seen a Homelander cosplayer in real life.
I haven't. Oh. Did we see Homelander? We've never seen Homelander. It's true.
I did a cosplay last year with, like, just for funsies at Dragon Con with a girl who did a girl version of Homelander, but it was like a joke. She was carrying around a thing of fucking milk. Like, it was fun.
Well, I'm sorry that you met a lot of shitty-ass Superman cosplay. That sucks. Yeah.
But, you know, but it's funny to me because when you said that, the character is actually so humble. You're right. But some of the, not Batman... Yeah. Not Flash. Nobody else. Super, a lot. Not everyone, because everybody. Don't come for me. Don't fucking at me, because I will at you the fuck back. Not every, but a lot, man. Some of the worst people I've ever met, though. Like, I'm Superman ass, bro.
Hey, a Batman movie made someone fucking go crazy in the movie theater. That's all I could say.
What happened? I didn't hear about this. Which one? Which one?
The Aurora Knight. Shooting?
It was the Dark Knight?
Yeah,
the Dark Knight was the guy.
Yeah. Wow.
There's a book about it. There's a book about it.
Yeah, it was the
Actually, no, I do remember this. Yeah. A lot of people died, right?
Yeah, it was like...
Like, a lot of people died. It was in California, right?
Colorado.
The book is crazy.
Oh,
because,
Colorado?
Like,
yeah, it was in the Aurora,
there's
Colorado.
Something going on. There's something in the water over there. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It made me illegal.
All he quotes is Joker quotes in the book to his therapist. All he quotes is Joker quotes. It's terrifying. It's so scary.
That was bad.
It's so scary, man. Before the shooting, that's all he would do when he talked to his therapist. Quote the Joker all the time. It was terrifying.
That is really scary.
You probably find the book. It's pretty cool. But it's not. It's pretty chill, but it's not. He was not chill. He was not chill. But yeah. But Batman has some really amazing stories. You can't deny that history is our
Superman topic. Books are the one comic book, one out of three comic books that actually made me cry.
Uh-huh. Yeah? Which one?
Yeah.
Which story arc?
Well, it was the father and son. It was basically the rebirth arc where it was Superman and Superboy, his son. It was just basically the opening arc where he was being a fucking, being a dad. It was just really, really humble. And it was just a different light of Superman that I was never used to, because I was always seeing him off-world fighting shit. But seeing him as, like, a husband, a father, and being a hero, it was just a beautiful thing. And also, the writer was fucking absolutely amazing. He was, I don't know if you know the writer. His name is, I got his book right here. Peter J. Tomasi. Like, he's, like, one of the greatest Superman writers.
Really good,
Just really down to earth and humble.
Wait, okay, that's a question. Okay, so that's the one that made you cry. You ever had a comic make you cry, Tevin?
Ultimate Spider-Man made me cry. When Peter died, that was sad.
Mm-hmm.
When Damian died, that was sad. It was a silent issue. That was sad.
Oh, bro, that shit was nutty, bro.
Yeah.
Grant Morrison got murdered for that.
Yeah, but Spider-Man, remember, because Spider-Man, she got shot by the Punisher, and he fought the Sinister Six at his house with Aunt May and, Mary Jane, and he died. He said, "I couldn't save Uncle Ben, but I could save you." That was crazy.
Oh, my God.
That was crazy. That hit hard, bro. And he see Uncle Ben talking
about it. Yeah, I didn't read that, and my eyes got watery for that.
That shit went hard, bro. But he said that to Aunt May. I said, "Oh, my God." And then you see Uncle Ben say, "You did good. I'm proud of you."
Oh, my God, bro.
That was over.
Why they gotta do that? Why they gotta do that to us? They got those sleepers.
Wonder Woman a lot does, like, to me. Like, she's really, what's he like? It's crazy. Tom King's run's been really good on Wonder Woman. When she hung out with the kid, it was pretty good. But yeah. Also, Spider-Man is very sad. Batman with Silent Issue with when Damian dies is really sad too. And Nightwing when Batman calls Batman dad finally.
Aww.
He calls him dad.
Aww, that's sweet.
He took all his, but he has all his money now and stuff like that. But he's Nightwing is very. But Nightwing is Batman's greatest success, and I'm proud of that.
I fucking love Nightwing, man.
Also,
he's so
Nightwing
hot.
Has to owe it a lot for Superman for his name.
Yeah,
because
Damn it.
Nightwing was a Kryptonian, like, folklore hero in Krypton. So like, oh, when I didn't know that. When Dick Grayson was trying to figure out names, like he was talking to Superman. Superman gave him like Nightwing. Told him his favorite story. Yeah, so gave him Nightwing. A lot of people don't know that.
I didn't know that. I did not.
That's why he's such a like one of the greatest characters in DC is just because like he's like kind of a byproduct of Superman and Batman, like in the sense.
Yeah.
Like he has all the great qualities. The only thing he can't do is keep it in his pants. That's about it.
Yeah, Nightwing's mismatched.
Hey, you know what? It only makes sense. Like, he's a younger fucking dude. If they didn't write that every once in a while he would smash somebody, dude, we all know that Starfire pairing, that was perfect. That's, of course.
Everyone likes it.
I like Batgirl, but I do like
Starfire. So, yeah. He is the fuckboy of the fucking universe, isn't he?
But he's so nice, though. He's so nice.
He is. But... Well, yeah. Thank you for having me on, y'all.
Well, thank you for
appreciate it.
Appreciate you being here.
Before we go, tell us where we can find you and what you got going on.
I'm on everything. I got Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Mostly I'm on Instagram as Sony RLN. And yeah, okay. That's where you can find me.
Okay, cool. Benny, where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram at Benny J Blanco and on the Twitter at the Benny J Blanco. What about you, Sailor?
You can find me everywhere at Sailor Gaines, TikTok, YouTube, your mom's house, everywhere. You can find me. Okay? I'll be there, okay? So give us some word of wisdom today. Like, just say like if somebody owe you money, pay me my money,
owe you money, owe you like restitution, owe you food. I don't know. What are you gonna say out there? I filled in the blanks.
Say that again one more time.
All right. So, what do you have to advice for the day? Like, you can say somebody owe you money. Hey, you got some advice, or you just want to say whatever you want to say to the world today. Whatever you want to say.
Take a shower, please. Nobody wants to smell your stink.
Oh shit! Not like this.
Very good.
Wash your ass.
Wear deodorant. It's not optional. It's not fucking optional. .org.
Always under anything to say every time.
Because I know people are like, they feel attacked. Like, oh, like, yeah, you, the one that feels uncomfortable, go get up and wash your ass.
This is always a thing. This is crazy.
But thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, y'all. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
I'm going to press the button.